All right, what is up, guys? My name is welcome to another episode of the Dad's Life Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Sean Flack 2.0, in the house. Obviously, we got I'm gonna introduce Njord first because he's with us via satellite. Njord, oh yeah, you're that way. Say what's up.
What's up?
And of course, Kat and Courtney to me as always. Up here in the corner, we got Mr. Crenley. Mr. Crenley, thank you for joining us again.
What up, party people?
What up, party people? Sensei John. Oh man, he over there repping with, you know, his own personal right there. I love it. Sensei,
you know,
John.
What I mean? I'm just making it do what it do, John. You know how we do it, dog. Hey, I'm glad y'all joined in today. We're in for a good treat. And thank you to the Patreons out there for tuning in for the podcast we just did, our little session we just had earlier. Y'all gonna love that. But all y'all that didn't go get the Patreon, go get that joint so you can get the whole story. So that's my spiel.
Okay. And again, my name is Sean Flack 2.0. Thank you for joining. And just kind of going off what Sensei John said, if you're looking, we did our behind the scenes before the show episode for episode number 7, title pending. You could head over to shadowpackwest.com, and there's a link there to join up on our Patreon page there. You can start your patronage as little as $1 a month, and you'll get access to our pre-show episodes that every time we record, we're going to put something out there for you guys as a thank you. Again, we create for creation's sake. We don't get paid for it, but we love hanging out with each other, so that's one thing. Okay, so just kind of recapping last episode, we actually had two topics to do last week, and we only got to one, and it was actually it was an exclusive interview episode introducing Mr. Crenley and Njord, and Njord really went deep about a lot of stuff. Go ahead and check that out. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get to our second topic, so in today's episode we are going to go over our second topic. But I will say, some feedback that I got from you, Njord, the folks that I talked to about the episode thought your story was very compelling and very interesting, and I was really impressed. You know, again, just a great episode, guys.
Have them put it in the comments.
yeah. Go ahead and make sure you like, subscribe, share, and again, you know, give us some feedback. So we got our topic, Crenley, and what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about what would you do if you didn't have to work for a living.
Okay. And of course, before we start there, what do we have to do?
Before we do that, I want to go ahead and say happy birthday to Njord God. It was a few days ago. So down in the comments, tell them happy birthday.
Thank you.
Got them horns in there for you, Njord.
All right, and on the next thing, what is in your cup?
Okay.
Birthday boy can go first. What
is in your cup?
Somebody got some ice back there? Clickety clack, clink, clang, boom.
Okay, what do you guys got? Okay, who's going first? What is in your cup?
Go on, birthday boy.
I pulled a Sean Flack this week because, I haven't been able to go to the store yet, so I've got Crystal Light.
Hey, somebody got to do it.
I ain't never seen Crystal Light in that.
No, they don't.
What was that?
No, they don't. Oh, it's a pop squeeze.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we love those in this household. All right, Crenley.
Here in my cup, I have Knob Creek.
Oof.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah, boy.
It's not the rye this time, though. That's usually what I get.
Okay.
I like that sound.
The clinkily clink.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, Sensei. What are we going to do? Are we going to reveal what's in your cup? Or are we just going to kind of let it roll after 5 episodes?
Let it roll, like the quarterback say, man.
We'll do it at 10.
He's got something in his cup.
Right. Go ahead and show us your cup.
Y'all see that? Yeah, I got a new camera too, so you know, check me out. Maybe you can see.
I'm gonna be honest. Better. It's been so long since we said what's in his cup. I forgot what's in his cup.
I know. I want to get some. I want to try it because okay. It sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You gotta go back to episode
one and two, and three.
Okay, and you can find out what's in my cup. So when you go back to those episodes, leave a comment. And also subscribe to the channel when you, after you leave that comment. And tell me what's in my cup. And what do they get, Sean?
Oh, they get the shout out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give them the horns like this right here. We're going to give them a little victory from Final Fantasy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A little victory thing. Go with your traffic, Yard.
I'm kind of backtracking us, 2 weeks now? But, you know, we kind of dubbed ourselves, right, the Final Four, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
The problem is every time that we've done, that you guys did, like the Dynamic Duo, the Holy Trinity, the Final Four just doesn't sound right. We are the Fantastic Four, y'all.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna go with the victory on that one. I like that one, the Fantastic Four. I like that. I like that a lot.
I do too.
Okay, so
hello, New York.
What's in my cup? Okay, so first of all, it's not a cup; it's a can, and you guys don't get to choose. But only Sensei John will probably appreciate this. I'm gonna crack this can real quick.
It's a Four Loko.
Ooh.
Okay.
Bud Light.
Oh man, really? A Bud Light.
I know. I don't know.
Okay. Let me. This is my first time having it, so I don't know. I don't know exactly how it tastes, but let me.
All right. You give it the, man, I don't know the can.
Damn, that's pretty damn good. But you do know the artist.
Hey! Hey, throw them T's up one time. Throw the T's up one time. Hey!
So this is the Mac Dre Gold. If you guys don't know, this is by the Altamont Beer Works. So Mac Drizzle Golden Ale. It is an ale. I'll give you a little description of it on the back. Again, we're not sponsored, but I figured Sensei John would appreciate the gold ale.
You know that. You know what it is because I'm from the V, boy.
And maybe some behind-the-scenes stuff Sensei John will tell you about Mac Dre for all you non-Mac Drizzle fans out there. Okay, so this Fizz Ale is what it is. It's a hop-forward golden ale with notes of melon, gooseberry, passion fruit, and lychee. Everywhere you drink it, it's a party, y'all. Go stupid.
Go stupid. Hey.
So,
I'm a little dent in my head.
Right, yeah, cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
All right.
And now it's time. What's on your plate?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just had a big-ass plate.
Okay. All right.
So like a piece of dookie.
So what do you got right there? Beef?
I've got none other than Bucky's Maple, Cherry Maple Beef Jerky.
And if you don't know, now you know. And some of us don't know. So maybe some behind the scenes, you could talk about Bucky's, or as Mr. Crinley says, the cult of.
The cult of Bucky's.
Okay. All right. So let's get started. So what's our question again, Crinley?
Our question is, what would you do if you didn't have to work for a living?
All right. So what would you guys do if you want to work for a living? You guys had a little time to think about it. Maybe play some Jeopardy music. Who would like to go first?
But hold on, there's rules to the answers, all right?
There's rules, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Put them out there, New York.
No, they're not my rules.
Okay, right, okay. Okay, I'll put them out. So the rules were, if you didn't have to work for a living, like you had unlimited resources, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to just buy things and travel the world. You can't say that. You got to say something like, what would you do to improve yourself for self-improvement, or what you would do to improve your community? So those are the rules. Now that you guys know the rules, who would like to go first?
I'll go first, and I'll get in trouble for it.
So do you want me to go first, then?
No,
he's not in trouble for it. Okay, alright. Your guy, take it away. The floor is yours.
I would move out to the middle of freaking nowhere with my family and homestead.
Why would you get in trouble for that?
Because I'm not improving my community.
But you're improving yourself.
Actually, technically I am, because I'm removing myself from the community. So
you're making your own community.
No, like, I've kind of always loved the idea of, like, get away from everything, kind of sort of unplug. I mean, obviously you can't really do that when you can't unplug when you make content, right? So, like, I don't want to completely unplug, but I would definitely love to go just live off the land. You know what I mean? And beyond that, like, I gotta be honest, I think the Amish have it right. For a portion of it, you know, I'd love to be able to create like a village of sorts that, you know, everyone's kind of got a thing that they help pitch in, you know, go back to the whole barter system of things and just literally live off the land. I think that would be awesome.
I actually think that's not a bad idea. I don't know why I'd get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I wasn't improving my community, so.
Or it was self-improvement, because, I mean, you know, homesteading is not something easy. And homesteading, like, what I understand about it, I mean, it's a way of life. Like, you can't really, I mean, I think our capitalistic world has us, like, you need a car, a big house, a boat. Like, those aren't the things you need. No, you need shelter, you need food, you need clean water, you need clean air. That's what you need. And it kind of takes us out of that. You know,
but I'm talking like in the mountains of Wyoming, or, you know, like, give me a set of mountains to go live in and I'd be happy.
Okay. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
But I think the original way he worded the rules was like no vacation, no, just like going on a trip somewhere.
But it's not. I mean, I really.
It ain't right. A vacation when you bring your family with you. It's the kids, sorry.
You know what, I think Njord said something, or Sensei said something that's gonna get him in trouble versus what you said.
Hey, my bad. It's when you bring the kids, it's just a trip. When it's just you and your wife, it's a vacation.
Okay, good cleanup there. I don't know how cleaner it is.
Hey, isn't your wife going through watching and helping edit stuff for the marketing purposes? You definitely getting in trouble.
Hey, like Mac Dre say, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Okay, all right. Crinley, what do you got?
Something I've actually thought quite a bit about was I'd like to get the equipment for people with disabilities to be able to play games, like those adaptive controllers and stuff for Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And they make them for other systems now too, but I'd like to get like a collection of them and go to schools where, like, and just spend a whole day with them, like letting them play games and helping them play games. And because most of them probably don't even know the possibilities of them playing games like with everybody else. But that's what I would like to do.
Okay.
You know, how are you?
Yeah, that's cool. Sensei, what you got?
I had time to think about this, but, you know, it's a lot of things that run through my mind. One thing I for sure, I would love to build like a skating ring, because when I grew up, I skated. And ours got
what two kind of skating? Summers.
Roller skating.
Like quads or inline? Come on now.
There's only one roller skating. You can't. It's not inline. It's called rollerblading.
So what he means is like the quads, you have two and two. The inlines are rollerblades. Yeah,
roller skating. That's roller skating.
The quads.
So you fruit booted it. Quad.
Excuse me. Quad.
You fruit booted it. Got it.
Oh, jeez.
Fruit booted it. Hold on. Pause. What's the fruit for?
Remember, I'm a hockey player.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not ice skating.
Oh, no, I played roller hockey, too.
Oh, okay, so roller Oh, well, you can do both. You can blade or whatever. Okay, so quad skating. I would love to bring. I mean, you could bring your rollerblades on the same thing, but you know,
yeah.
What I would do is had you know set up with the kids. They come in, the families and stuff like that. Definitely have security because when I was growing up, one that I had growing up, people were shooting. That's why I got shut down.
Oh man, good old town.
Mine was drugs and fights. No firearms, but drugs and fights.
Man, I love that place. Hey, I got a good story. I never took my dad, but I took my mom, right? And I ain't know nothing about her roller skating or, you know, quad skating. Okay?
Quad skating.
I gotta use that term.
No, it's still called roller skating, dude. I just asked you if you did quads or inlines.
Okay. My bad. I just want to make sure I'm politically correct, okay?
Oh God.
I'm just fucking with you, Dorn. I know. I'm just fucking with you. So I took her and I drove and everything. I was of age, whatever. And I took her up there and we went I grabbed my skates, she grabbed hers, you know, and we got down on the floor. Now me, I'm ooh. Can't turn around and all the shit, and you know I can get down, you know, get down on it, get down man, get down on it, you know they play that, hey, get down on it, hey.
He definitely brought the 70s back.
Yes, he did.
Right. So I'm rolling, right, and I'm looking for my mom. You know, you get out there, get down on it. She started turning around and shit. She started dancing. I'm like. Shit, I didn't know you could skate.
Your like, mom straight up looked at you. Your mom straight up looked at you and said, "Get good, scrub."
I was out there like a novice compared to what she was doing. So
that's my quick story. But I love that story. But anyway, yeah, definitely. That's one of the things I wanted to bring back to the community is just some old school shit that I love doing. And I think kids would get a joy out of it. Definitely have security because we got to have watch, maybe even a fence around it. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Make it crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, actually, that would be kind of cool. If you think about it, right? Sorry, Sean, I know we're getting into yours next. But, like, I just had, like, that business thought process idea, right? A skating rink themed like a prison. And, like, see, like the theme, right?
Okay.
Like, full-on, like, jailbird suits.
I don't know. Okay, go with your Trav.
Oh.
But you make it 18+.
Okay, I mean, you gotta have a...
I don't know about that one, though. No.
You can call it juvie.
Oh, geez.
21+. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's my turn. Oh, no. We're going down the rabbit hole now.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Besides that, though, I'm very into fitness and, I don't know, maybe like a gym or something, you know, for athletes, young athletes and kids and children. But I built one like, you know, where it'll serve as a place of, you know, I guess, what do you want to say, serenity or whatever. Because I would have like spa. If I had all the money in the world, now I didn't have to worry about nothing, Nathan. It'd have a spa, it'd have a place for the parents to go, and then like gymnastic. This would be a full complex. It wouldn't cost you much because I would love to just... front that for my community, because money, if I got money to blow like that, and what I would do for my, that means I got money coming in and it ain't gonna stop, okay? So definitely I put some place to where underprivileged kids, athletes, parents can come and chill out, relax, go to the sauna, go to the, you know, maybe even get a massage, you know. I have a whole like complex. Women can get their feet done. You know what I mean?
You want a little pampering spot, huh?
Yeah, I want everything. You know, just for the families, though.
Okay. All right. Okay.
John, what you got?
What would I do? You know what? I would kind of be on somewhat of the same wavelength as Sensei there. Specifically, though, I want to teach. So if I was to talk about self-improvement, I'd want to teach. That'd be the main thing. I'd want to teach. Let it be whatever it is. Like what we do here, you know, with what we started with Shadow Pack Gaming and what we're doing here at Shadow Pack West, is I'd like to grab folks and teach things that I feel I'm good enough to teach. So that'd be something like, you know, this, what, you know, we're podcasting or, you know, producing content, you know, public speaking. And I feel like I'm, you know, really good at that. But as far as like if money wasn't an object, I would kind of do the same thing. I would open up a community center and it would be like a community center for the arts. And it would be with a twist, because I feel like there's a lot of different art that kind of goes misunderstood, like martial arts. Archery, I would also, you know, indoor, like when I grew up, when we lived in Reno, I lived out there, our ROTC shot BB guns and 22s at the school. So I think you had to be like you had to be, I think it was like if you were a lower classman, you're able to shoot BB guns. And when you got to upperclassmen, you were able to shoot 22s. And they had an indoor range. But like stuff like that, you know. So I main thing would be a gym. It would be like a gym where the families could come in and kind of do their thing. And then, of course, we teach cooking because cooking is art. Or I would want people to volunteer their time or potentially put people on staff if money wasn't an object and teach the community kids. Mainly, I wanted to start it off as a youth center, but then I wanted to encompass the whole family. So, you know, the parents could come in and they could take a class or they could teach a class or, you know, a safe space for people to come in and learn how to do this. You know, have a whole computer lab set up that would teach them how to produce content. Or again, if they wanted, you know, somebody wanted to teach piano or somebody wanted to teach dance or martial arts or again, stuff, archery. You know, kind of going into archery, and I know, you know, that's something Yord likes doing is like hunting, you know, understanding like homesteading, stuff like that. You know, on one of the episodes, he did talk about that and harvesting an animal, but living, you know, like really bring some of the things that aren't taught in schools or supplement things. I know when I was in school, we had band, like I would play the saxophone in the fifth grade. And I want to say soon after they didn't do any instruments and you did choir. And then when I got into high school,
I had band.
Okay. Well, you know, again.
I'm a few years. I'm quite a few years
younger than you. Yeah. That. But again. So, go ahead.
I played the trumpet in middle school. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And like, you know, again, like when I went through, I just knew that they start taking those types of things because it wasn't in the budget. And I feel like those are those things that really build character, just like, you know, athletes, you know, sports, stuff like that. So that's what I would do. You know, and I would, you know, again, and we had talked about this in New York, I want to say years ago, you know, have a place for them to come hang out and learn how to stream and game and turn, like really understand the back end of this stuff and be able, and the parents be involved as well. So the parents don't think that, hey, oh, my kid's just gaming for 12 hours a day. So, no, there's a whole back end of this that has nothing to do with the actual stream, you know, getting set up properly and things like that and getting the right devices.
Networking.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because I'm going to be taking a power networking class next month. So, you know, like I said, that's what I would do. If I didn't have to work for a living and I could choose what I wanted to do to improve myself and improve my community, that's what I think I'd bring to the table. So I would want to be a trainer. I'd want to teach in some way, shape or form. And then I want to create a space where things could be taught, and a multitude of things. So that's what I got.
You brought up a thought for me, like, about things that aren't taught in schools anymore, right? What happened to the old school home ec class? And I'm not talking like cooking. I'm talking like how to do your taxes, right? How to fill out job applications, how to create a job resume, how to do all that stuff that you need to do once you become an adult. Because I don't know about y'all, but that was gone from high school when I was in it. Like completely gone.
You know, I went to school in East Oakland, and they had stoves in the class, but they didn't teach home ec anymore. And this is back in like 99 or, you know, I graduated in 99. So this is like maybe 95 or something like that. Yeah. I mean, and those are the some of the simple things. When I went to, when I moved to Reno, I actually took a home ec class out there where we actually like got taught. We, our first test for this class was to wash your hands. And so what the teacher did,
how to properly wash your hands.
Yeah. So what the teacher did is she took a, she had to ask if anybody was allergic to bees. And if you didn't have a bee allergy, she'd spray this beeswax stuff on your hands. And then she didn't tell you what you were doing. She was like, okay, I'm spraying this off stuff on your hands. Now go, everybody go wash their hands. So then everybody, they put out just enough soap, right? So they had soaps and cups and you had to like kind of dig into the cup. We're getting a little feedback from Sensei John there. You stabilizing that? Oh.
He's having some technical difficulties.
Yeah. And it's causing some feedback on my end. Let me write this time down real quick. But kind of going back to the story is they sprayed your hands. They took, everybody went and, you know, took the soap or whatever, washed their hands and sat back down, dried their hands, sat back down. And then she goes, well, first of all, I could tell half of you failed, right? And we're like, why? And she was like, well, I just put out just enough soap for you guys to properly wash your hands. And there's more than half the soap left. Right. So it was just like, oh, man. And then she turns the lights off or dims the lights and has a black light. Ooh. And is going through people's hands. And like, yeah, no, you guys need to, that was, you know, it's a lesson in sanitation. Right. You know, so obviously, so everybody's like, oh, dang. And of course, people are being embarrassed, right? They're like, ah. But yeah, I took home ec, and actually my final for that semester was to make Thousand Island dressing, salad dressing. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's my little thing there. But you're right. It's
we had home ec when I went to high school, too. I never did. We did.
Okay. But yeah, so let's circle around. And anybody got any thoughts on what Njord said? He said he wanted to homestead, kind of, you know, kind of start his own thing and you know, become the mountain man that he is. anybody like have any? That. Okay.
I do like that. That's you know, well, definitely you ain't going to have your own chickens, you know, hens, roosters, whatever. You definitely got potatoes that you're growing. Got to keep them carbs up. what else would you be growing?
A tomato.
I like to hear
everything.
So it would kind of be like the whole shebang, right? You got to have veggies. You got to have protein. You got to have
cattle.
I mean, you don't have to have dairy and all that, but you have to find yourself a clean water source first and foremost, because that's. That's probably that, and shelter is the most important thing, you know. Water source and
you be out there building your. You gonna build your own house? Nah, you got
endless. I would definitely try. I would definitely try.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna go get that double wide $200,000 joint and just drop it on the land and be done with it.
Hey, you said money wasn't an object, dude. I'm getting like that $500,000 like quadruple wide.
Right. Yeah, you know that again. I yeah. Hey,
and you're using all the trees you cut down for firewood.
Oh, dude, I do that on the average every May, anyways.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, good. Homestead.
That's what's up.
Crenley. So what did Crenley say? Crenley, you said you wanted to start basically like a little center for the disabled to come out and play video games. Anybody got some thoughts on that one?
Nah, he said mobile.
Yeah, tell me how to
mobile. Say that one more time,
yeah. I was talking about going to the schools.
Yeah, I was saying use mobile.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But, well, how would you see that playing out?
Well, I mean, just like, you know, communicate with the school. Careful now.
That crystal light hit hard.
Yeah, too hard.
That crystal light hit. Yeah, that crystal light hit hard.
That crystal wasn't as light as he thought it was.
Right, that crystal. But man, you good?
it went down the wrong pipe.
Pause.
Hey, well, remember you used to say that?
Yeah, right. Hey,
but it's, it go all down one way.
Pause. Right. Okay. Well,
but so the way it works is like, or the way I would do it would be like, I would have all the equipment. I would communicate with the school and plan a day that I could go, because normally, you know, the people with disabilities are all together anyway, for the most part. So just pick a classroom where I could set up, and then they could each come in, have a set amount of time, play games. And I could have several different games so they have stuff to choose from.
Okay, are we talking about video games or?
Yeah, like Xbox. Okay,
but how? Okay, if they're disabled, how would they be able to control it or understand how to control it? That's what we.
So they have adaptive controllers that come with different. It's like, so it's this box, however wide it is, and it's got different ports for each button on the controller, and you got different attachments that you plug in for those different buttons.
Well, here's a little caveat. See, Sensei John's on that PS stuff. He's on that PS5 stuff. So a lot of those peripherals are actually made for Xbox and PC. Like, Microsoft actually makes them, have a full lab in their home.
Switch has one now, too.
Do they? Okay.
Oh, you hate, man.
Okay. I'm not hating. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? You probably don't know because, you know, Sony not doing that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Sony's
a dirty PlayStation gamer.
I'm sure they're not far behind, though.
Come on, Poker New York. What'd you
say? I said, you're a dirty PlayStation gamer.
You dirty bastard.
I'll say unfortunately, it people in the back.
Unfortunately, PlayStation's starting to put games out on PC now, so it's okay.
No, I want to get a PS5. Yeah, I mean, to play that game, like, that game looks so much fun. Kind of like switching it up here.
That's on PC.
But I don't have a high-end PC like you do. My PC streams. It doesn't game.
I mean, you can change that.
Calm down. I don't got funds like that. You know, I'm a dad with three kids. So, you know,
I feel like if you can stream, though, you can game, because my computer would game would game better than it would stream.
Okay, well, all right. So anyway, a little background with that.
We're going to put some content out about that, apparently.
And then Sensei John, he said, he wanted to do the skating rink, and he wanted to do somewhat like of a gym thing. What do you got?
Yeah, and I'm glad you put that out there, Sean. So we're going to do like how you said, like a community center, but it's going to have different rooms and different places. It's going to be huge.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about big acres of shit.
Oh, so you're talking about having a compound. I mean? You're not talking about having a facility. Compound. Right.
Complex.
Right.
Compound. Come in and sit down?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, no. You know what? I got to have a sign. If I do that, like, you know what I'm saying? That means...
Go back
for
it. Gotcha.
Yeah, you guys froze. But I got you.
Okay, it's gonna be a compound. I feel like I'm moving slow on my game.
I don't know.
Am I doing the old Chinese movie or the Kung Fu movie?
You know what? You want to know what's keying me to you not being right? Is your shoe pauses. Your shoe will pause for like a second, and then it'll keep going. Then it'll pause and it'll keep going. But
I don't know what's up with my eyes.
It's okay. You know, like you said, you got to lock in. You know what I'm saying? You got to lock. Once you
get the internet pig isn't running.
Right. You didn't feed the internet pig.
Man, I fed that motherfucker, man.
And, you know, lastly,
I came on too late.
You got to get the running.
Right. And I guess, you know, I mean, for my thing, I just, it's something I actually always wanted to do. And I had talked about it multiple times to different people. And they said, well, why don't you just go get financing for it? And, you know, why? Because you can get something like that started and, you know, can network with the schools and, you know, again, supplement some of the things that they're losing out of the curriculum for what's actually in public school. It's a big undertaking. And when we do things like that, it's a lot of thankless job. It's like a thankless job besides what I would pull from that. And it, the way I'd want to do it is it would be free to the community. So I'd have to front the whole cost, you know, do a nonprofit and get donations and things like that and potentially do grants. And, you know, my sister did that, or, you know, she still does that. And then my wife, you know, Mel, she worked at the YMCA, as a senior site director. So she did a lot of fundraising. It's a lot of work. And a lot of times, a lot of long nights and stuff like that. And, you know, long days, long nights. And I don't think I'd have the energy for it if I had to work. I might think I have the passion for it to pursue it if I did not have to work. So that's, for me, where I came up with the question. So that for me, that's how I came up with the question. I think I would have the passion for it if I did not have to, if I didn't have to work. So
The one thing that I could see that would be a hindrance to what you got going on, for what you're looking for the passion and all that, is finding the personnel that are right for it.
Oh, big time.
I mean, that's very difficult. I mean, just looking at daycare workers, right?
Yeah.
Like, these people loved kids when they started.
Oh, yeah. My wife is prime. She's, she, when we started, you know, I work a job and I got a promotion because I wanted her to stay home. And her thing was, okay, well, once we kind of get everything rolling, you know, she'll start a daycare. You know, so, you know, she could watch her kids and then, you know, our kids and then take on some other folks' kids, make a little extra side money. After she left that job, she was in early childhood development for almost 20 years. And she was like, no, I'm not. You know, you think it's easy, but when you do that, you have more bosses. Like, every parent is your boss. So if you take on 3-4 kids, you have 4-5, you know, 3-4 bosses. So she was like, no. And I get that. Like I said, youth center, you know, I'm not trying to change diapers or nothing like that. I want to enrich the community and keep some of the shenanigans that's going on. Like you said, you know, Sensei John, you said at the rolling rink, they over there shooting. You know, I've always felt that if young people have something to do that they find worth in, that they won't do those things. And so, you know, that's where, like, my thing kind of came from. So. And I want to say thank you guys for sharing what you guys would do. Nyord, I don't think you'd be in trouble. You're not in trouble for wanting to say you want the homestead. You know, Crenley?
I was definitely the only one out of the whole group that was like, yeah, forget the community. I'm going off by myself.
That's why I got one question. Home improvement. Go ahead.
One question for you, Nyord. Will you tell us where you are?
Oh, for sure.
You'll still be doing this.
Hey, I gotta teach that city boy how to harvest an animal. That'd be entertaining.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm squeamish. I can't
up to here.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm squeamish.
I gotta teach that city boy how to harvest an animal. You know, have it all up to here, kind of.
Yeah. Hey, I can do it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll watch. I'll hold the camera. How about that?
Hey, Nyord, I'll be right with you, dog.
You come on out, dude. I'll take you anytime.
Oh, man.
I'm with it.
During season.
We can make some deer jerky.
Bet.
And then, you know, what Crenley said about the whole inclusion, the whole, you know, going mobile and bringing a joy. One of the people, shout out to Pack Gaming as well. But the Gamezilla Media, one of the founders, Gamezilla Media, he's Grim the Dino. Shout out to Grim the Dino. He still streams on Twitch and Kick. Check him out. But what they do every year is they go, it's called... MOTS, and they like basically game for this organization that basically puts together mobile. You guys remember in high school, they put the TV on a little tray and then move it around to the different classrooms. And, you know, so basically what they do,
that's when you know you was having a good day.
Right. Yeah. And so he streams for fundraising every year for this organization that basically puts those together. like, you know, with the carts, with the TV and the video game systems on them, and takes them into the hospitals and lets, you know, folks that are in like the ICU and kids that are, it's a children's hospital thing. So folks that are long term in the hospital, they could bring these gaming machines out and let them play the games. And that's how I found out. That's how I found out about the whole adaptive controllers and what Microsoft was doing to make this possible for folks that were, you know, disabled. So I think it's a big thing. I think it's like one of the things that Grim, and he'll tell you the story that he has a heart condition and he was in a hospital a lot. And video games is what got him through most of his trials and tribulations with being in the hospital all the time. And he wanted to do the fundraising for that. So, I mean, a very understated thing, Crenly. And I think that, you know, being inclusive and experience, I mean, we all game and we all love gaming. And to be able to bring that to more people is huge.
And make them feel like they're part of everybody else.
Yeah. Yep.
They like you said, inclusive, yeah.
Right, very inclusive.
Hey, Crendog, hey, that's big, dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's big, man. Salute to you, man.
Yeah, big. And then Sensei John wanted to bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Trying to bring back a nostalgia, a place where people can gather. Like, that's what I got from that.
Come on, Wash. Yeah.
You know.
Hey, come on. Yeah.
You know, but, you know, bringing back that nostalgia, you know, that, you know, it's good family fun, bringing the community together, you know, together. And, you know, where we live, you know, we might be a little overstated with our crime and what's going on in our cities, you know, with the media and all that stuff. But there are still really great people in a really great community where we live that deserve things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not, you know, not everybody bips, you know, bips cars and robs people and all this other stuff, whatever. You guys know what bipping is?
Nah.
Oh, man. Sensei, let's educate some East Coast cats. Let them know what bipping is.
Here we go. What's bipping?
So, these cats roll up on the side of your car. You peek to see what's in it, right? If they like what they see, bust your window and get the shit. That's it.
It's called bipping.
And they'll roll down the block.
I just had someone peek in my car's in my driveway last week. At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Did you pew pew them?
Yep.
No, because I was still asleep, but I saw it on my cameras.
Oh man, I ain't. It's
I know you was mad as hell.
Yeah, it gets so bad out here. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd pew pew them. I was talking to the wife about it. I was like, you know, I probably couldn't do that because I'd have to pew-pew them from my son's room. And I wouldn't want him to have to hear that. But what I would want to do is go get some barrel bombs or some M80s and just fire in a hole, light them up, and just toss them out the window. Because that is such a...
And the way that the law states Tennessee, Arkansas, right, is we have the castle doctrine, right? So... any of your property is considered your domicile or your castle. So the car is an extension of my castle. So I live in a stand your ground state. I don't have to try to flee. I am not required by the law to try to flee.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay. And that's something we learn about, Tennessee and Arkansas. It's an extension of their domicile. So bipping's a thing out here, and what they basically do is they'll go down the block, like downtown Oakland, whatever, San Francisco, and all the cars where they know they're all tourist cars or rentals or whatever, they'll just go down each car, bop 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 bop, and just take whatever. And I mean, I think Derek Jeter came and visited us and they bipped his car, you know, when he was out here. Again, kind of going back to, we're not doing that. And there's a bunch of great people and great communities that deserve something like what Sensei John said, you know, bringing something that brings some, a good time, nostalgia, music, family togetherness. And, I think in my opinion, everybody deserves to be able to be in a community that has something like that. Finishing out my thought, I can't talk about my own thoughts. So what do you guys think about my thought?
I think you've got a really good track going on, you know, trying to bring back the education system that we've lost over the years, you know. But taking it a step further, but I think the integrating parents is a fantastic idea, you know?
Yeah.
Especially since, you know, you've got a lot of us, obviously, sitting right here in this recording, you've got four individuals of vastly different skill sets that could enlighten a community on with just four people alone. You know, you bring in all these other parents that can be like, oh, I can do underwater basket weaving, and I can do it real good. I can teach it well. You know what I mean? Like, just being able to spread things that, yeah, I'm just sitting here trying to find something, right? I'm like, for me personally, for what I do, right? Not many people think about what I do, you know,
right?
For work, you know, you all expect when you go turn on the faucet or the shower that the water's going to be there. None of y'all really think about how it gets there,
right?
You know, or what it takes to make sure it's there. And
using the equipment,
I love educating people about it. Yeah, I'm an excavator.
Calm down, Blippi.
But I mean, I love preaching to the younger kids that are coming up, getting ready to graduate high school. Hey, you don't have to go spend $60,000, $80,000 on a college education just to have a good life. I mean, trade work.
Right.
You know, teaching.
You should be willing to put in the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But I think it's a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, piggybacking off of his, you know, getting the parents involved, it's like, you know, obviously you're not running a daycare, so yeah, the more parents that get involved, the better.
Right, and I, like I said, I think you hit it on the nail. You know, if let's kind of go deeper into this. If you were to teach something in a community center like this, what would you teach? Who wants to go first?
I'll say. I would teach, it would be IT related, like, so, you know, some troubleshooting stuff for computers, and also things to look out for, like, say you get a random email, and it looks legit, but the email itself looks, like, things to look out for to not get scammed, yes.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Some IT stuff, all right. Njord, what would you teach if, you know, you could come into something like this and teach a group of young people, what skill would you bestow upon them?
You mean other than common sense?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Right. That's, you mean just sense, because it's not common anymore, but.
There's actually a couple things. I know the big one. And I'm going to go with the whole pew-pew thing, because I am a firearm enthusiast. Okay. I think there are a lot of people out there who even own firearms that haven't been properly trained on firearm safety themselves. And I don't think there's really an age where you're too young to start teaching firearm safety. I know there's a lot of people who have grandpa's old World War II revolver, you know, that it still works.
Right.
You know,
right.
To kind of put it harsh, when I moved to Arkansas, about 3-4 months living where I'm living in Arkansas, about a half a block down from my house, a little baby, same age as my daughter, got a hold of daddy's gun and took her own life on accident. Okay? And that falls on the parents, right? You can't teach an 18-month-old firearm safety. You really can't. But you can teach that parent how to properly store their firearms to where those kids can't get their hands on it, right? And that's definitely something that I want to teach, whether it's using live firearms or if it's using fake ones. I don't care. Firearm safety is something that I'm very passionate about.
Oh, okay. Sensei, what you got? If you were to, you know, teach or bestow a skill that you feel you're proficient at to the younger generation, what would it be?
No, we gonna go with the arts, martial arts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Yeah,
those that kicks were fast as lightning. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The best. Who's the best?
Show enough.
You know.
Okay.
That's definitely what I would teach. I would love to.
you know, enlighten kids on the discipline. The it also includes common sense. It also includes physical part discipline. Of it, of course, discipline, and just also restraint and compassion too.
Yeah. Okay.
Using that old noggin. I said using your noggin. I said.
And I
was seriously sitting here as you were thinking, as you were thinking what words you were going to use. I was sitting here thinking restraint, right? And then like your very next word out of your mouth was restraint. And I'm like, yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. I hear you. You know what I'm saying? It was like that old little quote or saying or phrase goes like, you know, nobody. Appreciates a warrior till the enemy's at the gate. You know what I'm saying? So it gets really overlooked a lot. And you know, like Joe Rogan has said, or he was on the little podcast. But he was talking to whoever, and it was like, you know, the ones that know the sword but choose to sheath it are the ones that are going to take over the world. And I think, you know, that comes with the whole thing too. Like, you don't appreciate peace unless you know war, you know. And, you know, all these different things that, you know, I feel that is going on in the world or whatever. We take a lot of stuff for granted because we don't know these different things like restraint and discipline and respect and common sense. And so, no, that's a great one, too.
Man, I almost got kicked out of my discipline because my master's, I got into a fight at school. And, you know, my black belt master was like, tell me what happened. And it ended up getting found out that I kind of went looking for the fight, you know. And he's like, we don't tolerate that here. I've got no problem with you defending yourself, but you don't start things, period. You know.
Right.
And that was kind of an early eye-opener for me.
Right. All right. I mean, I think that's all I got for today's episode. You know, we definitely got some time for some closing thoughts or anything like that. I mean, I enjoyed our discussion.
No, we had another question that was going to be brought forward.
Yeah, I got one more thing.
Oh, okay.
It won't take long. No, it don't have.
We got some time too. I just, you know, like, I didn't have anything else to say. I mean, I'll leave it up to you guys. What would you guys like to talk about? Okay. So it sounds like Crinley. Take it away.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, who was your childhood hero? And I want to go last.
And specify hero can be
It could be fictional. It could be a real person. Either one, but just someone that you looked up to from your childhood.
And the rule is you can only pick one.
Well, that's their rule. Yeah. Yeah, you can only pick one.
I would like to definitely go second. And the reason, because I just don't know what context you guys are going to take this. So if I got to pick one,
it doesn't matter.
I want to make sure that it's good. I'm not going
to. And it don't have to be like your biggest hero, just someone or some. A childhood hero.
Okay. Sensei, look, well, like he got first.
Of course, my dad.
Okay.
He was in the military.
Okay. For real, sure.
You know? I mean, I'd tell motherfuckers that my dad would blow your ass, your whole house up. You know what I mean? With a grenade. You know what I mean? It was trying to pick on me and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely my dad, because taught me life lessons. Went to military events. Always thought that shit was so cool. Taking me to the military picnics. Hey, it's nothing like walking into a motor pool and the smell of a motor pool.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, you know, he smelled like grease and military shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The gasoline just fumes.
The diesel,
man.
Yeah.
Diesel.
Right. Oh, my bad. Diesel. Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay.
So definitely, I'd have to say, it's my dad. I mean, of course, I love Michael Jordan and all them motherfuckers. You know, But my dad, like, he had cars and shit. He had a old school Beamer, old school like Beetle, old school Ram truck. You know, Buick. I mean,
I feel like we're getting ready to shout out Toyota again.
Of course, though, I'm older, like, he gets on my nerves a little bit, you know? I love you, Pop, but, you know, you get on my fucking nerves.
Okay. Nuar, do you want to take it?
I thought you were going second.
I'm going to go third.
You already placed it on the recording.
Okay. Man, you know, following that, again, a childhood hero. And I got to go fictional. I mean, I'm a Batman fan, you know, So Batman was DC Comics, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, over MCU, over Marvel. Batman was, you know, who I loved growing up. I got all sorts of Batman paraphernalia and stuff like that. So I'd say Batman. My whole thing was, you know, he was the only person that was a human, didn't have superpowers. He used his brain, you know what I'm saying? Yes, he had tech and unlimited funds to do all that other stuff, but, you know, he was the one that discipline is what got him to the level that he was at. And, you know,
they were straight.
Yeah. So growing up, I was a big Batman fan. And I'd say that's one of my childhood heroes. So, you know, I felt kind of bad saying it because, you know, Sensei's like, oh, my dad. I'm like, ah.
It's okay. It's okay. Just,
and they're
just,
both right answers.
I've got a plan for after all of us answer. So it's
okay.
All good.
Okay. So,
I'm DC like you, dog.
Okay. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
Hey, on my keys at work, I got a Superman symbol.
Okay. And you know, to kind of touch on my dad, I didn't appreciate to my dad until I was over 18. And, you know, there's a story behind that. We could go over that another day. But love you, Pops.
All right, my turn, right?
Yes, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to go fictional as well. And fortunately for Sean and I, we are both DC fans. Oh, hardcore DC fans.
There we go.
We're all DC, dude.
But I was the Flash.
Nice.
I love the Flash. You know, growing up being an ADHD kid, right? Like, hey, dude, hey. My mind's racing like the Flash can run. Okay, so that's where I was at. Plus, you know, all the witty comebacks and all that jazz. I like the way he got his start, right? Because at least in the comics and the WD adaptation, right?
Which is the best one by far. Which,
yeah, dude, the movie sucks. Don't get me wrong. I can't believe that they picked him to play the Flash. But the way he got his powers seems like it could be legit. You know what I mean? It wasn't like some weird sci-fi thing. It was just a scientific experiment mixed with the perfect mixture of weather, and there you go, you know. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Flash.
All right,
nice.
Cranley, what you got? You said you're gonna go last. That means you got something big for us. What you got?
Yeah, so I actually have two, but I'm not gonna go. Well, hold on. I'm not gonna sit here and explain the differences. Like, I got two for a similar reason, and that is. So Gohan from Dragon Ball Z and Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Both of them because, like, the respect they had for their father. Both of them. And, like, and when you watch the cartoons, like, you see it. And that's all the Turtles, really, but Michelangelo is my favorite. But, like, the Ninja Turtles had so much respect for their father, Splinter. And Gohan was exactly the same way. Like, they knew where they came from and they lived it. And
okay,
so those were my biggest heroes when I was a child.
All right, you all ready for my follow up?
Yeah, let's go with the follow up.
What you got?
All right, we're all gonna answer this question again, but you're gonna flip whatever genre you took. So if you chose a fictional person, you got to choose a real person. If you chose a real person, you got to choose a fictional person. And there's no repeating of what other people have already said.
Okay, now we got to go in reverse order. So Crinley has to go first.
Okay. I'll go with my grandfather, my father's father.
Okay. Quick reason why.
I mean, he was just a respectable man. Like, I loved the hell out of him, and I spent a lot of time with him as a child, and I was their only grandson, so I got treated special. So there was that too. I mean, he was in the Korean War. Like, so he was in the military, and a lot to respect, in my opinion.
All right.
Yeah.
New York, what you got?
Mine's going to be my mom. You know, growing up, she's a single mom for a while, right? And then she was like the epitome of teaching me work ethic, consequences, you know, all that stuff. My mom was a disciplinarian. She was the nurturer. She was all the above, you know. She's the reason why I turned away. I turned out the way I have. So.
Okay.
Sean?
I don't know if I'm ready for the answer to this question. I really got to think about it. And it's not as cool. I mean, it's not a family. You know what? I grew up watching a lot of TV. So there's so many different, like, real people that, you know, that I probably could look up to. And, you know, the first person, and don't laugh at this because, you know, but like Eric Estrada, you know, Pancho from Chips. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
If the first thing that popped in my head was that, like, you know, I remember watching Chips and thinking that was so cool. I wanted to be a cop. You know, I think that me and then, so, you know, yeah, that's Eric Estrada, right? That's Ponch, right? That's his real name?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the character that he played, you know, again, a real person. And again, I grew up, you know, I was a latchkey kid. So, you know, I came home from school. My dad didn't get home till like 7 o'clock at night. You know, don't open the door for nobody. You know, my sister basically raised us, stuff like that. But if you're like, you know, idol, somebody looked up, I ain't gonna lie to you. I think, you know, watching like Chips really kind of, I'd like to be a cop. That's cool. They're riding on motorcycles. And I mean, I remember that from like, you know, I was like 5 years old or something like that. And it still sticks with me, you know, 35 plus years later.
You meet CHP and you're like, man, forget them guys.
Right.
So actually, there's somebody who met Eric Estrada.
Who?
A guy I used to work with. Well, I mean, it's been probably 14 years ago since I worked with him now. But
okay.
Yeah, Eric Estrada was actually somewhere local.
Okay.
And he went to meet him. He was talking about it at work. It was cool.
Okay. What you got, Sensei?
You got to go fictional.
Yeah, I know. I'm the only real one in here.
Man's got jokes.
I know.
Anyway. I have to go.
How's your audio?
Pick a group?
Or was that me?
Is that me?
We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Which one?
Specific one? Okay.
Pick one.
Tommy, for sure. The Green Ranger.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with Tommy.
You know, I know he had a candle that was going to run out and that was going to kill him, you know, but made up for some shit. But he was like the ultimate, like, Ranger, right? Like,
yeah, I can't.
All the great kicks.
I cannot dispute that, yeah.
And he had the dopest, like, everybody was like, Power Zords, you know, he was like, dun, 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 you know, I mean, come on, man.
I like the White Ranger better because he had
something. That's what I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying? He rode on a lion, you know what I'm saying? But it's still
Tommy. That was White Ranger.
Yeah, it's still Tommy.
You right. That's where he came from, though.
Right. I can agree with that.
With Tommy.
Right,
ain't gonna lie. All
that sword flew. Yeah, that sword. And you got the dun. Oh man, that's great. Yeah, that's yeah.
Hey, and then when he wanted to change some shit, it was dun 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 dun. And I was like,
you right? Okay.
Man, that was a show. That was a show I was only allowed to watch when I was at my dad's house.
Was it too violent for mom?
Mom didn't like me watching it, so every summer is when I got to watch it.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Power Rangers,
hey,
man.
Power Rangers, with my shit. Hey, I don't know if you might not know about this, but Sean, do you remember the VR Troopers?
Oh, hell yeah.
We are VR troopers.
There was like a whole
virtual reality.
There was a whole like strew of those, like even like the big bad Beetleborgs. And
Beetleborgs, I remember them. Yeah.
Yeah, the big bad Beetleborgs, VR troopers, and of course all the Power Rangers. Shoot, I mean, I go,
you know what Pops would say.
Okay.
You look at it and be like, Pops would be like, that ain't nothing but Voltron.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. What were you going to say?
How many of you all who were Power Ranger fans went rush and saw the new adaptation of the movie?
I waited until it came out. The new one. The new movie they came out with.
Yeah.
I waited until
the new Power Rangers movie.
What are you talking about, like 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, that came out right.
Okay.
Within the last 5-6 years?
Okay.
Maybe I haven't seen it.
You have to.
It was
I waited, but I didn't watch it.
It wasn't.
I think they did it justice.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I liked it. I waited till it streamed, but I definitely enjoyed it.
Maybe I've seen it and I just gotta, you know. But I'm gonna go check that out. Nora, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. They paid homage. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Yeah, that first movie they made with the little ooze. With the little,
that was badass. I loved it.
I
watched that movie so many.
And that's when they became Ninja Rangers and all that stuff too. Oh, that thing!
Awesome. They had to find the ninja powers before they became Rangers.
Right. Oh yeah, that was
funny. Power Rangers Turbo.
I remember that too.
Yeah, that's when they started. That's when they started losing me though.
They had the little kid.
I just watched the original.
Yeah, like I said, I kind of follow them, like when they start going to space and Dino Rangers or Dino Thunder.
Yeah,
I kind of lost me from there. But I mean, like I said, they got to keep it going with a new generation, and that just wasn't my generation at that point.
Right.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
So
that was a good one. Thank you, Crilly.
Oh yeah, a beautiful one. Okay, so I mean, I'm thinking we're ready to wrap up our episode 7, title pending. do we got any last minute shout outs or anything like that anybody wants to end the show with before we get into our socials?
Yeah, what is our potential topics for next week?
Are we just gonna leave that in the air?
Yeah, we're gonna
Hey, you know why? Because we want y'all to come tune in and find out what we're talking about.
Yeah. You know what? That's code for we don't have the slightest clue.
Whatever it is, I think we got to get deep because we had our light, airy one this week. You know, we can go back deep next week.
Okay, well, that works for me. Okay, currently, you got anything?
I don't think so. I just put out a blog, and so I don't want to say I've had at least one person say that they've watched one of our episodes, but then they couldn't find the rest of them. So if you go to my blog, which you should be able to find in the Shadow Pack West stuff. I have a link there to the playlist of all the Dad's Life podcast episodes.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yep. Sensei.
Thank you, Crinley.
Oh, well, what's the blog about, Crinley? You kind of piqued our interest here.
Oh, you got to read it to find out.
Oh, damn.
You can do that to us?
Okay.
Well, I'm doing it to the people watching the video. We can talk about it after.
Okay.
Sensei,
you got any last minute shout outs before we end our episode today?
Shout out to you, Crinley. I didn't even know you had a blog, so let's check this out. What?
I don't put it out enough, but I need to do it more.
Man, Crinley used to be the lead blog editor for Shadow Pack Gaming for a while.
Yes, he was.
I think I did like it was like 6, and then Crinley took over.
Yeah, Crinley, we need that. I definitely need that Crinley, information so I can put it on all my socials and everything.
Crinley became my blog manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he does good work over there. And me, I, you know, again, just a shout out to the patrons again. Obviously, shout out to everybody that's watching, spending the time with us for the week. Again, we did talk about some stuff that, you know, I hope the patrons are appreciative about some behind the scenes stuff, about what it takes to keep this stuff going. I did talk about, you know, teaching. And, you know, with that, you know, what does it take? Because it's not as easy as everybody thinks it is. There's a lot of hard work that we put in during the week prior to us getting to our recordings to put the content out for you. And there's a lot of good content. And then we talk about that stuff in our before the episode or before the show's recordings that we have on Patreon. So if you're interested in that kind of content, go ahead and head over to shadowpackwest.com. There's a link there that'll take you to our Patreon page. You can start your Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Again, we appreciate everybody that is interacting and listening to us. But again, you want a little extra content, you can get it that way. Shout out to Shadowpack West, again, a content creating community where it allows us to continue to work together and do this. You know, we create for creation's sake. Head over to the website to check out all the different projects we're working with and all the different people that are involved in our community. And if you want any more information about it or information about us, if anybody has any questions, comments, or emotional outbursts for Njord, where can they find you, Njord?
First and foremost, in the comments here, y'all, like, drop us your information, what you guys want to hear, topics you'd like us to discuss. But if you're wanting to get directly in contact with me, find me over on Twitter or X at NjordGod. That's NjordGod.
Okay. And currently, if they got any questions, comments, or emotional outbursts for you, where can they find you?
Twitter, at Mr. Crinley, I believe. There or on my Discord channel, which the link to that should be down in the description.
Yeah, and it will be. Sensei, anybody got any questions, comments, or emotional outbursts for you? Where can they find you?
You know what? I gotta fix my Discord. But if you wanna find me, you can find me at Sensei_John33. That's Sensei_John33. What, I got it right?
Yes, you did. Hold on. You get the horns for that.
It's taken 7 episodes, but he's gotten it.
Yeah, that's where you can find me at now. That's X and Twitter.
Okay.
Excuse me. See, I got something wrong. There you go. That's X and Instagram.
Okay, X and Instagram. Okay.
Soon to be more coming soon.
Right. And before I talk about where you can find me, if you have any questions, comments, or emotional outbursts, I would like to point out, or actually, I would like the viewers to point out something different in Sensei John's background. So you'd have to go back compare from this episode compared to the last episode, and we'll talk about that because we haven't talked about that just yet. I just noticed it. We'll talk about this after recording again. I would like to hear what you guys see, something different from last episode to this episode in Sensei John's background. Leave a comment down in the section, comment section down below. But last but not least, you can find me on X, and you can also find me on Instagram and almost every major platform. But just look up Sean Flack 2.0. YouTube, it's Sean Flack 2.0. Instagram, Sean Flack or Sean_Flack 2.0. And then, of course, the major thing is on X. You can find me on X as at Sean Flack, just as it is right there. And with that, you want to say thank you to everybody for listening to this week's episode. And we hope that you guys tune in to the next Dad Life episode next week for your
Dad Life advice.
We're going to get it.
That's so cool.
Peace out, fellas. Or fellas and viewers. Later.